Last week, several Skagway municipal officials made a trip north to Whitehorse, the capital of Canada's Yukon Territory. The group attended 7 meetings in 2 days with Whitehorse leaders to share ideas on tourism, mining, and green energy. I talked with Skagway Assemblyperson Reba Hilton about the cross-border meetings. Okay, Reba, there were multiple meetings about tourism. Let's start there.
2 of the meetings were tourism-related, so it was really nice to touch base with our neighbors in the fact that their problems are our problems. They're having a lot of trouble with staffing, and there are a lot of businesses that are currently closed. And then they're also in need of that border opening for the vast number of cruise ship passengers that come to their smaller communities, specifically the Carcross area. We need that relief because if we were to get 1.2 million cruise ship visitors here, our infrastructure would be completely overwhelmed in our small community. So it's sort of this pressure relief valve to open that border. And it looks like next year is bound to be a pretty good year cruise ship wise. So like I said, their problems are our problems. And if we could work together as much as possible to push the federal entities to open that border, that's something we'd like to do.
And you also talked with people from the mining industry, I understand.
The message that we brought to them was that we take over the port in 2023, and we're currently working on plans for the port for the future, specifically the ore dock. We just wanted them to know that we do have a placeholder for industry. And they were super excited to hear that, actually. So it was positive all the way around.
How was the idea of containerized ore shipments received?
Well, I think the message was that we would prefer containerization, but that's nothing that's solidified either. But as environmentally sound as something can be, would be our preference.
Okay, well, let's move on to that last set of meetings with the power company up there.
We met with Yukon Energy, and that one was a real exciting meeting as we discussed the possibility. And again, this is a super long-term plan, but it's and definitely in its infancy, but the possibility of bringing power down from the Yukon, solar power down specifically, to have cruise ships be able to plug into.
And how much electricity are they talking about bringing down to Skagway?
It would be enough to power 4 ships that should we need that.
Has there been talk from the cruise ship industry about wanting to plug in as well?
Oh, yeah, definitely. They're looking to go as green as possible. So there is an interest there, and it would help secure Skagway's future as a viable port for them.
Is AP&T involved in this discussion?
They would definitely have to be involved in the discussion, yeah. So this is definitely in its infancy stages, but we're just, you got to start somewhere, and this is what we're doing. And that's pretty much what all these meetings were about, you know, starting. Moving forward.
How long are we talking about as far as a time frame on that deal with Yukon Energy?
Well, a deal itself, I'm not sure of, hopefully within a year or two, but they are currently working on a project that it would plug into nicely that's out of the Moon Lake area. So it kind of fits in nicely with what they're already doing, which saves a lot of time and energy. But
nice
but
one.
It's a possibility. It could be a reality within 10 years.
All right, Reba, thank you so much for the breakdown.
Yeah, you're welcome. Have a good one.
That was a discussion with Reba Hilton from the Skagway Assembly. She was part of a 6-member delegation that made the trip to Whitehorse last week to discuss tourism and other economic drivers between the two communities.